it's going down.
Thank you, Rob. That's right. It's time to play the worst. 312-981-7200 here on the download. Justin Kaufman. And, oh, man, do we have an awesome, awesome panel in studio tonight. All right. Well, I don't know what I was doing there. I kind of went over.
Way to set us up for failure. There,
Abby
Justin.
McEnany, good to see you, Abby.
Justin, come on, dog. How are you?
You can't use trumpets to bring in chicken fried steak, man. Like, it's just us.
TJ Jagodowski. TJ, good to see you.
You too, pal.
You guys both, TJ, you officially, Abby, you're just going to try to get in letters of Santa on Monday to Tuesday, the 20th to 21st coming up here. We had Scott Goldstein on last week talking about the same gig here. Of course, this is the big show at Second City where you improvise for 24 hours. That's coming up here. There's much more than that. I mean, big stars come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, there's huge. There's musical guests. Jeff Tweedy plays every year, and he'll be back this year. Martha Plimpton's going to come and sing. Jack McBrayer will be there. So friends we don't even know yet are going to be showing up. And it's a couple hours of us knowing what we're doing, and then 20 hours in the middle where it's just a miasmic mess, if I'm using that word right.
That's exactly right.
And, of course, at Second City, and it's the 20th to the 21st, Letters to Santa. It's every year. It's become a tradition here in Chicago. All right, 312-981-7200. We play the worst. This is where we complain about the worst things in society. We got some great prizes, including from Tree Time. This is fun. From Tree Time, we've got a desktop pre-lit, sports-themed artificial tree.
All right. Whoa. That rings in the season. I like that.
Nothing.
Nice.
Sports-themed.
Holidays more than a Bulls artificial tree.
A tree with athlete's foot. Perfect, guys. Thanks.
And, of course, you got the Lou Malnati's gift certificate as well. So we got a lot to do tonight, and people are already calling in, texting in, so let's get to it. 312-981-7200. But let's start, as we do every week, with Pete Zimmerman, who kicks us off with the worst. Pete, what do you got for the worst?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Well, actually, this is a beef.
I love the beefs.
You know how I'm the Downloads Christmas enthusiast?
Yes.
You know, I'm a fan of the season.
Outstanding.
So, I don't know, are you familiar with this Fitzgerald It's a Wonderful Life pop-up bar that they're doing?
Yes. I saw this.
So they have three dates in December, the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th, and they're changing over their sidebar into it, and it's a Wonderful Life bar, and they're going to be slinging, like, you know, Zuzu's Petal drinks, you know. And I was like, this is right up my alley. Facebook, interested. You know.
As one does. As one, you're interested.
I mean, you're really going out there, Pete.
Right, So then I see a thing today in the morning saying that they've had a lot of interest on Facebook for this event, so that they are going to only do it by RSVP. And I was like, I'm interested in 900 things that took place tonight.
They took the actual interest from the Facebook page, like they took the, and realized, oh, there's a lot of interest.
Right.
Not realizing that it's fake interest. You're clicking interest a lot.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's a lot of fake interest. Yeah, but I was like, well, they're getting ahead of it, and you know, so the people show up. There's 900 people in line. But then they say tickets go on sale at noon. Call 312-876-521. They're like the bar line. So it's like one lady is sitting there
Fitzgerald's.
Right, exactly.
When do you want to go?
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
So I, from 12 to like 4. You know, or you hear a ring and then it hangs up on you.
It's like calling the radio station to get you two tickets back in there.
Yes, when I wanted to hear Living After Midnight and Judas Priest on the loop. And then it came up and I was like, yes.
Well, it sounds like. Did you get tickets or no?
No, sold out.
It sounds like not all this interest was fake.
Yeah, right?
It sounds like some of this interest was actual interest.
I was very upset about, like, I mean, I understand, you know, RSVP, but, like, take a couple of days. It's not happening until the 6th. Like, do an Eventbrite or a brown paper tickets or something. Get something.
Right.
Where you're just calling the bar line with, like, you know, some poor woman. Or I think they said it was a woman that was answering the phone. So
Fitzgerald's,
it's not, like,
sexist. Connie. I remember when we used to do shows at the Gallery Cabaret in Bucktown, that the people would call. Like, they would do the same thing. They would call to see if they could get tickets. But the bar didn't do it. It was just essentially to show up, and they would call, and you'd get Kenny or one of the guys, hello, Limbaugh Gallery. He'd be like, and you just, I'd be watching out and just listening to him and go, I don't know. It's a, what they do? And he goes, he actually said something. I don't know. These guys, I don't know. It's a, some sort of comedy show. It's from Linkin Park. I don't know. And he hung up on him. And I'm like, that's not. I don't know. It's not what that is, but okay.
We used to do the Subterranean over in Bucktown, and the guy walked in like, so where's the show going to be? And the guy pointed to where the pool table still was. It was right there.
Right there.
We have to move the pool table.
That's why improv groups, people don't know that. That's why improv groups are so big. They're 8 or 9 people because you got to move the pool table. Yeah,
it's usually big dudes. That's why there's so many dudes in improv.
Everyone,
you might have to.
You know what? That's the reason so many dudes are in improv. They got to, that's exactly.
They got to move the pool table.
You guys know, oh man, you cracked the code. You guys cracked the code.
All right, TJ, kick us off. What do you got for the worst?
Oh, hearing about someone else's dreams. It doesn't. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. It's not interesting. It's barely interesting to you, and you were the only, you know, audience member for it. Someone who wants to tell you about their dreams. That's the worst.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah, didn't happen. I don't care how it makes you feel.
Yeah,
didn't happen.
I just had a terrible dream.
It's not real. I don't care.
Just, now I'm really. Oh, and I'm like, well, it's not real. So.
Even if you were in it, you know, like, I don't care. I didn't do that.
I didn't do that.
It doesn't make any sense, and I didn't do that. So, like, however that made you feel about me, not real, because I didn't
real,
do that.
So. Let's separate. I love it.
I barely want to hear about the real stuff that happened to you. Let's not get into the stuff that didn't actually happen to you.
All right, Abby, what do you got for the worst?
The worst thing is that on our way down here tonight, I told TJ about like 3 of my dreams from the last week. he went first, so I guess I just learned a lot. I guess that's pretty bad. I would say in the last 22 minutes, that's probably been the worst
that's
thing.
The worst thing. There you go. I loved it right when you get in the car. TJ, I haven't seen you in a while. Let me tell you about my dreams.
He was like, you know what? It's only like a 17-minute drive. I'm like, you know what? We'll get through 3 of them. We got a whole ride back. Yeah.
And that's why I don't prep for this, because I know I'll pick Abby up, and something's just going to fall right into my lap.
Something falls right in. 312-981-7200, TJ and Abby in studio tonight. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will get to the text line. The phones are lighting up. Stay with us. Playing the worst, Abby McEnany, TJ Jagodowski, 312-981-7200. Complaining about the worst things in society for prizes. All right, why don't we get to, you want to get to these guys and see what we can do? Let's go to Rhonda. She'll kick us off tonight. Rhonda, what's the worst, Rhonda?
Well, when you're sitting at work and your building is up for sale and you see the people walking through who are looking to possibly buy it, and you're supposed to be all nice and polite, and once you know it does get sold, you're pretty much out of a job.
Oh, so you're sitting there and other people are walking through and they want you to play the game, even though when it's sold, you're out.
Yep, basically.
Do you do anything to subvert that?
Yeah, can you... try and look absolutely indispensable at that point? Like, maybe you come with the building?
I don't know, I guess. Maybe I don't know.
What's your building going for? I'll buy it and keep you there.
Yeah. You need to find a benefactor. Get one of the
rich
really.
Guys.
All right, well, that is the worst. That's the worst. So I hope it works out for you. Thanks, Rhonda.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye, Rhonda.
Good luck.
She's happy.
She's
laughing through it.
Well. She's taking it well.
Yeah, I would do it like it's like the movie, what was it, Step Brothers with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, when they're trying to sell the house and they there's all the stupid stuff they've got going on there.
And this was me. I was like, oh, this is amazing. All the stupid stuff. I'm like,
it was so
that's
stupid.
A good one, John C. Reilly.
All right. 847, the worst is when you go to donate some money to a homeless person on the street. And they look at you funny and say, I'm not homeless?
Oh.
How often is that really happening?
One time when I first moved here, it was in the first month that I moved here. At home, you know, my hometown wasn't well off, but we just didn't have folks like hanging out asking for coin. And this guy was sitting, on a stoop and he had a coffee cup out. And so I was like, you know what? This guy's not asking. So this is going to be the guy I give the money to. Dropped a bunch of coin into his coffee.
right
into his coffee. I was like, wow, I didn't hear that hit the cup because it hit a bunch of coffee. And he was like, no, oh, no, man. And he dumped his coffee out over his hand to get my coins out from it so he could go buy a new coffee.
What do you do at that point?
I don't know. I just said, sorry, man. I kept on walking. I didn't really break stride. I just kind of caught it over my shoulder.
Lesson learned.
My old stage manager, when I was one of my stage managers at Second City, he was kind of a ruffled guy, and he'd kind of like – he smoked, and then it was winter, and he had the kind of the schlubby hat on, and he kind of rocked a little bit, and he got to the van, and he goes, some guy just gave me a dollar. we howled. I mean, there are like eight of us in that van, and
you know where you're at in life when someone gives you a dollar.
We screamed all the way up to the Upper Peninsula. I mean, we were just dying. It was the best.
Your next thought should be, I'm on to something.
Yeah, right? I think there's a lot of people out there that are doing that.
I mean, we didn't make any money. That's actually kind of a good gig.
All right, 708 says the worst, along the lines of what TJ was talking about, listening to someone's relationship problems.
Mm-hmm. At least they're real, you know. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah.
I mean, I get it depends on the person, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, how's it going? Well, I gotta tell you, last night was a tough night. Yeah. Then you're like, all right, I didn't really want to.
Right. I wanted to find. Yeah, I wanted to find fine you. You find good. Fine.
Just say fair to Midland. We both say fair. It. We can move on. Let's just be honest. You know, not great.
I'll even take a not great.
Yeah.
As long as you don't explain.
Yeah.
Not great. Oh, great. Okay. Well.
Not great. No follow-up.
Yeah. 708 says the worst is not being able to get change for a large bill at a major store.
Boo. Hew. For a large bill.
Man,
Papa Monopoly bring his 10G bill in there? His Salmon P. Chase $10,000 bill?
I got Richie Rich.
I got to say, I kind of side with 708 a little bit because I get clammy and sweaty when I have a $50 bill. And I gotta change it for something that's like maybe $10 or something. Like you buy something at $9. I'm like, this is not gonna work out. These people are gonna be like, what do you have? Why do you have? We can't do this. I gotta call a manager.
Buy more.
That's what I find myself going. Is there I can get a bigger bag of Doritos? Like, what do I do to make this work?
Well, the way the guy said, or the 708 said it, was that he just had 100 and he just walked into a Macy's. Is like, can I change this? I mean, like, he didn't buy anything. Right. He was like, hey man, can you change 100?
Right. All right, we keep going. The worst is 773 going crazy here. The worst is Cubs pitcher John Lackey.
Oh,
big horse tooth, horse faced. Put a bag over his head, set him pack, and call it a day.
Wow. There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot you can go at with his personality. That dude's just all over his face. Like, Lackey's a complainer.
Yeah.
Lackey's problem is his face looks like his attitude. It was the same problem with Cutler.
Yeah, right.
Cutler's
right.
face looked like his attitude, you know?
Some athletes have that. Yeah. Right? Some people have that.
Yes.
Right. I would just classify athletes. There's a lot of people I know. Family members have that. All right. 815 says the worst is when your husband gives you his man cold. Then insists he was way sicker when he had it.
Oh.
Oh, well, you just, you know, I was really sick.
Do you guys ever think that, like, oh, that person says they're really hurt. Like, they whacked their elbow or something. They said they're really hurt. And, like, I wish I could know exactly. I want that exact amount of pain and see how I react to it, whether I'd be more hurt or less hurt.
Like, and get it, only be that hurt for like 20 seconds, but like know what the appropriate reaction should
exactly.
be.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
that would be amazing.
Yeah. If I was as sick as you, would I be acting as like whiny as you are? I would like to know.
Like
that.
A real life Mel Gibson What Women Want movie. You know, like, but around pain.
Whenever, like growing up, whenever my dad got sick, he'd go, it's the big one, Elizabeth. It's the big one. Like, he was just the worst. And then he'd be like, I'm on my deathbed. It's like, oh, my God, I'll get you a Kleenex. I mean, it was just a whiny.
Someday, Pop. Someday.
Someday, Pop. Someday. TJ Jagodowski, Abby McEnany in studio, 312-981-7200. Let's do this. We'll take a break. Then we'll get the news with Rob, and then we'll come back and we'll continue with the worst. We got good stuff. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
Thanks, Rob. We're playing the worst here. 312-981-7200. Abby McEnany and TJ Jagodowski in studio tonight. We're having some fun. Letters to Santa coming up on Monday, the 20th, through Tuesday, the 21st. 24-hour improv
A-thon. 5 p.m. to 5 p.m. It might officially be called The Second City That Never Sleeps there if they're looking for it online or whatever. Yeah, but 5 p.m. Monday to 5 p.m. Tuesday.
And
we'll
it's a collection of some of the best performers in Chicago, not just improvisers, musicians like Jeff Tweedy, actors like Martha Plimpton, all coming together for a good cause, donating to charity for
Raising
Christmas
some dough for Letters to Santa,
there
and then Heather Winna and Steve Albini and Jeff Tweedy and Tim Midget and some other folks deliver those gifts on Christmas morning to needy folks. And sometimes the, like 10 to 15 grand in cash, literal
wow.
cash and prizes.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, she picks only a certain amount of letters, so maybe 10 or a dozen letters. And the last few years, we've raised six figures. And sometimes
well,
that's
awesome.
Matched
that's,
by
that says
Second
a lot.
City.
That says a lot, not just for Second City, but the improv community coming together and making this a must attend event.
Everybody at their best. You feel kind of good about it all.
All right, there we go. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's see what we got lined up. 219 says the worst is the sound of your hubcap scraping the curb when you're parallel parking.
Yeah, Peggy. I hear you. Yeah.
Are you a big parallel parker, Abby?
I've never had a license, so no.
But if she were, you know it'd be parallel.
Man, I, yeah.
Hey, man, if I ever get into parking, you know it's going to be parallel. It, yeah. You know it is. Perpendicular parking for chumps.
Yeah. For someone who has been a passenger your entire
life. Oh, I've heard
life,
it. Oh, yeah, I've heard it. And
do
I'm
you,
closer to the curb,
but do you
man.
Feel like, as a passenger who's never had a license so you don't drive, do you feel like you got it down, though?
Do I feel I have what?
Driving down. Are you
well,
just
I
like,
do,
yeah,
well,
I know what's up?
No, I mean, I took driver's training when I was 18 in San Francisco, and I could go up and down hills in a stick shift car. And so just highways freaked me out, man. Highways
but do you
freaked
feel like,
me out. So, yeah, I could drive yeah. you. Look, Justin, right, I could drive
time,
you to a hospital in a stick shift
right,
car.
In a
is that what you're asking?
That's
baby, I got you. Just not on the highway.
Take this, Kennedy. No.
Man, I'm going local.
Yeah. And if you need to go to the hospital, you want to be taking the country roads
yeah.
there.
Some of the alternate routes, right?
Yeah, no merging for this old lady.
312 says the worst is when you walk into the garbage chute area on your floor, condo, I'm assuming, and step into the sticky gunk that a clueless, inconsiderate slob left behind with no thought to clean it up.
Sure.
Agreed.
And that might not just be one person. That could be that accumulated, yeah. that accumulated gunk, the gunk of ages. Yeah.
The gunk of ages.
And if it's
gunk
a condo, like that's not cleaned up on the rug.
Mystery H3O.
Mystery what?
Mystery moisture. You don't know what's conglomerated there.
But to be fair, as someone who had the garbage chute when I had a condo on the other side of the hallway,
uh-huh.
and I had to carry it down there, and you do everything you possibly can not to have leak on the carpet mm-hmm. and everything, and you'd be like, maybe you double fist in, and you're just like, and you get there. When that chute opens up with your elbow and you shove that bag down, uh-huh. you're done.
Go time.
You're not cleaning up afterwards. You're like, that's it. I got here. I did my job.
I love you, like, everything that you could do, but, like, so that happens to you once, then you know better packing next time, Justin.
Right,
you
no.
didn't do everything you
did
could
everything
do.
I did everything in my power.
Kaufman.
I did it. I put it down the chute, and then I went, whew, and I went back,
and
I felt
And then you repeated
confident.
That for the next 4 years.
I did my
changing.
Errands. I'm not changing. 630 says the worst is walking around for hours and noticing you're not wearing your Fitbit.
Agreed.
Fitbit worsts. This is going to be our spinoff. That's the Wednesday night show.
Because it doesn't count. It doesn't count unless it went on your Fitbit. It's like you never really walked anywhere, man. If you can't prove it by your Fitbit, you didn't really get the exercise.
What do you do in that situation? Because I guess you're following the data, so if you didn't do that, do you go walk again?
Yeah, just assume you went 3 miles.
Can you manually do that on a Fitbit? Like say, hey, I did 3 miles, deal with it.
Attached to a dog. Attach to a dog and put him in the yard for 2 hours.
Or go to the drive up to the forest preserve.
Yeah.
Just
right.
after
Attach
3 hours,
come
do
back.
The old dog whistle.
Right. Attach it to a bird.
Attach it to a bird.
Thousands of miles by summertime.
The Fitbit on a bird.
309 says the worst is your coworker throwing up in the cubicle next to you.
Sure.
Oh, gosh.
That's
sure.
a leader. That's a leaderboard
that
right
is.
There. There's Where? Nothing worse. That's a literal worst.
That is.
You does that person work over at Joey's Vomitorium? Maybe. He's just doing business, baby. It's business.
That's every
I mean,
day.
And, the
and
sound
business
alone.
Is good.
That sound alone, but then the anticipation, like when you're done with the sound, you're like, that was gross. And you're like,
and then you're like,
oh,
here comes.
Seriously
here
sick?
Come.
Are
here come
sick?
The smell.
But then
are,
the smell.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is this contagious?
And that stuff doesn't go away. I mean, that lingers whether or not you, like, You know?
Yeah. Is this going to be a chunk situation from Goonies where everyone starts throwing up?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Stand by me?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Blueberry pie deal? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on there. All right, let's go. Kathy. Kathy, what's the worst, Kathy?
Well, I want to say the worst for me is having seven teeth extracted, getting dentures the same day, and having the floor of my mouth operated on, and having to walk around with a full set of dentures and trying to talk to people, trying to eat, and being as normal can be.
Kathy, I'm hoping that this story is from 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago and not just right now.
Not right now.
Oh, Kathy!
Kathy!
Right now. I don't have them in now, so excuse me if I sound funny, but they're horrid. I feel like I have a sock in my mouth all day long.
Hey, we'll give you that Malnati's gift certificate if we can hear you crunch some ice right now, Kath.
Kathy, that just sounds so painful. Hang in there, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no choice.
Yeah, I hear you. That's right.
Everything I eat is either parade or it's pudding or baby food or it stinks.
Well, yeah. Take it slow and soft, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Slow and soft. I guess that's the best.
You know?
That was my friend's nickname in college.
Was it your friend's nickname, Abby?
There we go.
Hey, man,
was the worst nicknames in college?
I was in college for 6 years. I got a lot of those. I'll tell you that.
815 says, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. When episode 7 came out, saw it as soon as possible. The first Saturday was in theaters. Before the movie started, the guy behind me says, hey, this movie's great. I saw it yesterday. Can't believe Han Solo died.
And now? Someone else has just had this same experience as the 815.
The one from 4 years ago? Darn it!
Guy's got it in his hand. I was just popping into the DVD player, listening to the radio.
I've complained about this on the show before. The worst is that specific movie, the one with the guy from Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that one that's coming up, the sequel. Disney had a relationship with maybe with Stars or one of the channels they don't get. And that's all you could get it. And so if I wanted to go just to the on-demand section on Comcast and just pay $5.99 to watch a movie, that movie's not available.
Honest to God.
Yeah, and they'll have it on there and say, buy. It's $27.99 if you want to buy it.
No.
You can't rent it. If you could get it if you had this package, they just start getting funny.
Well, it was also just Star Wars again, right?
It was just Star Wars
again. You can just watch Star Wars.
But I was like, I wanted to get it because I was on this kick where I watched all of the Star Wars with my son. And I was that final one, and we'll do this before the Rogue One came out. And then, they did this. And they still do. I checked it in the summer. Same thing. So it's just like the way Disney works with their movies.
How does it hold up for a kid? Like, is it as magical, those early ones? Like, do they look kind of... Because special effects-wise, they're going to look different. Does it hold up story-wise and stuff for him? Like,
I think it's probably more nostalgic for us because you get to see Han Solo and you get to see Carrie Fisher playing Princess Leia. And this next one's going to have Mark Hamill and Skywalker.
Yeah.
I just call him Skywalker. I don't know. Luke's for the... I'm so into Star Wars. Right. It's just Skywalker.
My dad was Mr. Skywalker. Please, call me Luke.
Actually, so I guess...
Is Juan going to be on there?
Exactly. So I don't know. I guess it holds up. It was a good story. Yeah, you didn't see it, I guess.
No.
No, so I'm sorry. I ruined it for you. Well, now you don't have to see it. That's pretty much the whole thing. There's some really great aerial stuff going on there.
Okay,
some
great. I'll check it out.
Planes and stuff like that.
Planes.
Abby McEnany. 312-981-7200. We'll come back. We'll continue the worst and, of course, crown our winners. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. Come to work to my people. She comes first. You know the deal. When worst come to work.
It's the worst. 312-981-7200. TJ Jagodowski, Abby McEnany in studio. Second City Never Sleeps, 20th, 21st, the 24-hour improv-a-thon, which is coming up. It's not just improv. There's music. There's comedy. Starts at 5 o'clock, ends at 5 the next day.
Correct. Yep.
I nailed it.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
That was all off memory.
And if you get off work 2, 3 in the morning, or you want a quiet place to sit and boo, feel free to come by at 4
a.m. You'll have a lot of reasons to.
Yeah.
You'll come by it honestly.
We'll give you some opportunities for sure.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The worst is eating out of a big bag of potato chips, only to realize a mouse had made a hole in the side and left presents inside.
What kind of presents? Maybe I'm missing that. That sounds wonderful. Some magical mouse gave you presents? Tiny little wrapped packages?
Mouse presents. Just poorly wrapped.
Stupid mice, tiny hands.
Man, what a waste of tape.
630 says the worst is when you take your car in to get the brakes checked and part of your brake falls off while your car's in the mechanic's parking lot. Oof.
It's bad, but it's almost opportune. That's where you want it to happen.
Yeah, right.
You know?
There's a silver lining.
And you already know that that it's a real problem. You don't, if you're like me and the mechanic comes back and goes, there's a brake problem. Is there?
Yeah, exactly.
Or
right.
Or is it an expensive problem?
Yeah.
Right.
Or are you just trying to take some more money out of my pocket?
Right.
If I'm having something taken care of, it's been a problem for a long time.
Right. 847 says the worst is when your mother-in-law volunteers to babysit your kids and you come home to find she's rearranged all your furniture. What?
That is.
Winner.
Happened to my mom, my sisters, and I still laugh about it.
That is.
Wow. That's a good one.
That is horrible.
Right?
Beefy. Yeah. Beefy. Beefy grandmama there or whatever.
God, she could have been one of the original men in improv. She's moving stuff around.
She's moving stuff around, right.
She and a four-year-old moved a sectional to the other side of the room.
Little Nikki. Nikki, grab that side. I'm going to take this over here.
Nikki, you can do it.
773, the worst is having a house contract and a potential buyer pulls out with no explanation. Yeah,
that's not good.
630, the worst is sitting at a hot slot machine.
Oh.
That's a great name for speaking of an improv. Improv
last
scene.
Time I was hot here, someone
machine.
Had a hot slot machine story.
Hot slot machine that you want to stay on at the casino.
Yes.
And the 50-year oldish couple sits on each side of you and continually crosstalks with you cutesy baby talk.
They're trying to get you off that machine. They're working
like,
off the machine.
Cutesy baby. I'm going to put a quarter in the money.
Oh, I would lose that.
A bunch of cherries.
At least they're talking. The even worse than that is when they just stare and watch you play.
I hate that.
That's awful.
I was just in Vegas somebody was like, "Oh, can you explain it to me?" I'm like, "You're ruining my juju."
No, I cannot.
No. 779 Larry. Larry says the worst is when I order an Uber and the driver accepts the ride then cancels because I'm 8 minutes away. Uber's hard to come by out here. I don't know where out here is.
I don't either. He's 8 minutes from something.
When I was at a wedding, I told the story on the air, and a taxi driver from out in the Long Grove area got mad at me for even using the rideshare service. Yeah, I got a bunch of texts. He got mad at me like, hey, I could have got you in 10 minutes. But we did Uber. It was like a Saturday night at like maybe 12:30. So I was at a house. It was raining.
Yeah.
We put Uber in like 1 hour.
Whoa. Guy had like, some stops to make.
Yeah, I was like, well, then, okay.
Hey, man, I'm still sleeping. I'll be up in about a half an hour. Quick shower.
Right.
I'm not that far away. I'm just not interested.
Good to see that Lyft and Uber really penetrated the northern suburbs, right?
Yeah. I'm finishing my hot pocket. Yeah. I'll be there as soon as I can.
I'm right near you.
My laundry's almost done with my only pair of pants. I'll be there as soon as they dry.
My shift's about to start. All right, let's go to Mark. Mark, what's the worst, Mark?
Okay, the worst is you're in college. You come home. Mm-hmm. You have to use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You walk in and you find your roommate is passed out, straddling the toilet after an evening of drinking a bit too much.
Is this Tommy, my roommate?
No. Tommy.
No.
Wasn't me?
No, it isn't.
It seems like it seems like a me thing.
No, well, we've talked before, but I'm not Tommy.
Okay.
So, roommate then tries to pick you up. And you're too big to move. So roommate, in an hour of need, has to straddle you while accomplishing the task, number two.
That's quite a college experience.
Let me add a note.
All right.
I'm the one who was passed out.
Okay, there we go.
That's what you're looking for. Thanks, Mark.
You started as the roommate.
Yeah.
No, you started as the one coming on the roommate, and then you ended up as the one straddling the toilet.
First to third I like it.
I am the one who, as I told him, you could have whatever. I would not have known, so it was okay.
All right, thanks, Mark. Thanks for that.
If you were too big to move, I know a mother-in-law who could have taken care of that. No problem.
All right, Ed, what's the worst, Ed?
Yes, Ed and Joliet.
Hey, all right, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, the worst is when you have a dinner party for 8, and the timer goes off that your roast is done. And you find out the oven hasn't been turned on.
I once made a pizza. It was a really great pizza. It was a frozen pizza. And what I made the mistake, there was a, my wife had put a candle on the oven.
Oh,
yeah.
And to like, you know, it's just for decoration. And I didn't move it. Uh-huh. And so the candle melted down and went into the back of the oven. So every time you turn the oven on, it smelled like candle in the house. I thought it was a really nice. I emailed GE.
I think at that point in the night, Ed, you start selling them on the idea of roast tartare.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200. I think we're pretty much ready to rock. We got our three. 708 says the worst is dry, itchy skin.
Sure.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, what do you guys have before we go?
Oh,
CJ, what do you got for
the worst? I thought the worst, for a long time, I thought the worst was patchouli, that I hated patchouli.
Yeah.
And then we recently, Beth and I, we got married not too long ago, we received incense, patchouli, and I smelled it, and I realized, oh, I don't mind patchouli. I don't like hippies. I don't like the smell of hippies. Like old hair and feet, dirty
you had
feet.
All that
what,
to
yeah,
the
I thought that was
yeah.
what patchouli was.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, right. It's not.
All right. Abby, what do you got?
This is hypothetical. It's like if two people get married and they're in their 70s and one has two kids and one has three kids and they're all like in their 40s, maybe one and two in their 50s and they have kids and they want to, like these two 70-some-year-olds want to create a blended family and everybody's already grown up. You know what? What is happening? This is just too late, man. Yeah, it's all hypothetical. We're not in middle school. It is horrible. The worst. It's hypothetically the worst.
Hypothetically the worst. All right. We got our winners. We got them right here for a certificate for a desktop pre-lit sports theme artificial tree. Come by Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington to pick out the team theme of your choice while supplies last. And then we also have a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, so for third place, who's going to get a pizza? 309, the worst is when your coworker's throwing up in the cubicle next to you. We just had to go with so much going on there.
I mean, give the person who's not going to want to eat for 2 days a pizza. I think that's a good
yeah, advice. right. And then 815 is also going to get a pizza. Huge Star Wars fan when episode 7 came out. Someone in the audience spoiled the movie right at the top. And then I left this part out. It was the first time I've seen people throw popcorn. So it wasn't just to him. The whole theater.
The whole joint.
And that's the Saturday? That's a full theater?
That guy went there to do that.
Yeah, that's a terrible.
He went there to do that.
There's got to be a law.
That guy's going to be flying Han Solo for the rest of his movie-going career.
All right, first place tonight, you're going to get a trip. Go up to Lake Barrington to the Tree Time on Pepper Road to get the artificial tree. It's going to be 847. The worst is your mother-in-law volunteers to babysit your kids, and you come home to find she's rearranged all your furniture.
That is unbelievable.
That's a big pile of feng shui right there.
That is unbelievable.
Abby, TJ, great to have you guys.
Great to see you, pal.
Check both out at the Second City Never Sleeps this Monday and Tuesday, the 20th and 21st, 5 p.m. to 5 p.m. All the donations, the proceedings go to charity, to Letters to Santa. Guys, great to see you.
You too, pal. Always a good time.